different. But never was the housing space adequate for a family of 10.
Oh my.
8 children, mother and father. But the boys, there was 5 boys and 2 girls, and they managed to have a room for the girls. Thank you. They managed to have a room for the 2 girls. They were older than the boys, except this Indian boy that mother and father had reared. That's, to me, a quite interesting story, the way they got him. And then the boys would more or less share a room. Maybe 2 smaller ones would have a bed in the same room with mother and dad. And then Ed, the Indian boy, and my older brother, they were always together, you know. And then maybe there would be 3 of the smaller ones, especially in the winter, would sleep in the same bed. However, it was room enough, I guess, back in those days.
Did you, was anything like a bureau common at that time?
Yes. The bureau was quite a popular item as far as furniture goes, and back in that time, for the simple reason, they didn't build houses with closed closets. And they stored their clothing in trunks and bureau drawers and dresser drawers. That's the way they were stored. And we had what was called a wardrobe, sort of a cabinet. It was movable. It was a piece of furniture. And suits or dresses could be hung in the top, and then there was 2 drawers in the bottom. And a shelf at the top for hats.
They're pretty handy. I know a lot of married students who are going to school now have those, simply because in their quarters they don't have enough storage.
I've often wondered how people got along without closets. The home we live in now has 7 closets in it. And
boy,
we still run out of space. And besides built-in cabinets in the kitchen almost all the way around.
Yeah.
I built our own home. In fact, I built quite a few houses here and sold them. We decided to keep this one.
Did you have trouble with insects eating your woolen goods in the summer?
Yes, the woolen goods were very limited, but moths were the insects that bothered. And there was another bug. Silverfish.
Silverfish.
We don't have that trouble now. We use different things. And one house I built and sold, I've been intending to do the same to this one. It's the closets that we keep woolen things in, is seal it with cedar.
Mm-hmm.
And that eliminates all moth and silverfish.
What do you call a part of a house above the ceiling and under the?
The attic. Attic is what
we call that. Are those common around here?
Yes.
Do people live in them or have rooms up there?
No. Very seldom that you would find anyone using the attic for living quarters or even sleeping quarters. In the most destitute families, they might sleep in the attic, but very seldom, because in the house where I live, there's no windows, there's no ventilation isn't proper at all.
How do you get up there?
There's